from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting.
All of America is praying and grieving for the families who lost their precious loved ones. Horrible act. Our hearts break for them, and we pledge to renew our resolve in their memory.
That's President Trump speaking Wednesday about the terrorist attack on Tuesday in New York City. At least 8 people were killed, 11 others injured in the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since the September 11, 2001 attacks. Among those killed were 5 Argentine citizens and a Belgian. Police have begun to question the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path. They're trying to learn his motive. Officials linked the suspect, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the United States in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. The suspect was shot in the abdomen by a New York policeman. He is now out of surgery and recovering in the hospital. The Reuters news agency says the United States is pursuing direct diplomacy, secret and behind the scenes, with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Trump and North Korea's leaders. Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. special envoy to North Korea, has been speaking privately with diplomats stationed at North Korea's United Nations mission. President Trump has openly vowed to destroy North Korea if the regime continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs. This is VOA News. U.S. senators questioned the